Hello. I want to talk a little bit about ubiquitous computing. This is a technical direction which has, in fact, lots of different names and lots of different people working in it who have perhaps divergent or convergent goals, depending on who you speak to. Ubiquitous computing is sometimes called pervasive computing or ambient intelligence. But the basic concept is this, or something like this. Imagine a future, not a very distant future, in which every manufactured object in the world is a computer. Now, these objects could be absolutely anything from a pencil or a table or a pair of shoes, or even possibly sheets of paper, certainly things like books. These are not computers in the sense that we currently understand them. Where we have a general purpose computer, a desktop computer, or a laptop, or a smartphone. These are all the kinds of computers that are obviously computers, and they are things that we sit down with and we work with and interact with in a very conscious way. We give them our attention, and they have an obvious user interface for interacting with the device. So we're not talking about things like that. We're talking about objects that have got some kind of computer ability built in. They probably have a unique identifier. They may well be networked and will have their own unique network address. And the IP version 6, the new version of internet network addressing thingy, has got so many addresses. I think it's something like every atom in the universe can have its own internet address if it wants to. So there's certainly not a problem there. And this computing device, which is just embedded in every ordinary object, can at the very least do a few basic things. The chances are that the object knows where it is, and it has some kind of storage that it can log certain things about itself, including, of course, where it is, and you know, what's happening to it in whatever way. It has a number of sensors, or at least one sensor built in, so it can sort of monitor how it's used and where it's going, and so forth. Why is this kind of thing useful? The general premise, as I understand it, is that there is an infinite amount of information that can be known about the world, and at the moment it's not possible to collect most of that information or do anything useful or intelligent with it. So we have the kind of data we tend to collect on computer systems at the moment is either things that people have typed in, or it's data that has derived from people's activities using computers sometimes, like, so when you use your web browser, it logs which pages you viewed and so on. We can build sensors that monitor certain things about the world, so you can monitor the temperature in your room, or you can monitor the number of cars going down the road. But imagine a future in which every item can monitor quite a bit of information about itself, and it's also networked so that that information one way or another can be shared and can be used. Now, 99.999% of this information is never going to be viewed by a human being, but what you're doing is you're building up a picture of the world with this very, very rich set of data, so that sometimes, yes, human beings can go and analyse this data one way or another and do something with it, but more likely you have these objects themselves, these computer-enabled objects themselves, can take their own action or suggest things to people that might be beneficial to do based on an understanding of this very rich data set. The science fiction author Bruce Sterling calls this kind of object a spime. So a spime is something which can locate itself in space and time, and it embeds a history of itself in itself, which might be selectively available to other computer devices or other applications. There's a couple of books that are worth following up if you want to get an introduction to these ideas, other than looking up on Wikipedia, ubiquitous computing or ambient intelligence. Bruce Sterling's book is called Shaping Things, which is a manifesto for a techno-social future. And the designer Adam Greenfield has written a book called Everywhere, which is the dawning age of ubiquitous computing, which talks about the possible technology directions for these ideas, and also the frankly quite horrendous privacy and ethical implications of having a world in which probably just about everything is monitored all the time. So that's one to look up, and you'll be hearing more about this one, I'm sure. Bye.